Hello, everybody. This is Terry Laundry with our Sunday, September 20th, T3 observations. As you can see the page, we have a question regarding which kind of tea to go with from Alex, and the first PDF file, which is you can punch up, shows the advanced decline line with some teas that I've sketched in. The idea being that you find a center, any place you can find a center post low that looks like it's plausible, and you can go back to a momentum peak, which is not a natural price high, but when you end the uptrend, and then you start to pick up a slower rate of ascent, you can draw T's in, and you can do this because the advanced decline line is a very simple indicator. It's available on any charting program. You can keep it by hand and plot it on graph paper, and so forth, and you can come up with all sorts of T's. I would say, to answer his question directly, that the blue T up at the top, top right box of the box, is probably a pretty good way to look at the market from a conservative standpoint. The I guess that T is probably purple. You'll notice that the market started to halt its advance back in the first part of August, very, very first part of August. And if you consider that the momentum peak, and then you take the center post low in the recent early September low, then you would get a projection which looks to me like it's pretty much near the end of the month. So if you look at Alex's the ambiguities he's talking about, you can say in the advanced decline line that there is a suggestion that you're going to go to the end of the month. That's also the historical seasonal trend. Norm Fasback found that the most plausible case for a market top is the last days of the month, early or the first couple days of the new month. So I would kind of go along with that. Now, as far as the other question, of course, is about the big T. So the second bull T, what I've got here is I've got we did this back earlier, and you can slide back down and you can see, because we did all the calculations and so forth. But when you put the center post of a relatively large T, you're better off to split a double bottom. So you've got a double bottom in the advanced decline line. You never put it into the second bottom. You'll never make it to the end of the T. You split that double bottom, and then you have to go back and find the momentum peak. That's the advanced decline line shot up, 7 or 8 days in the early March time period, and then it started to lose its momentum. The end of that strong run for the advanced decline line is exactly the volume oscillator peak day. So that date can be given. You can find the center. You can find the two low dates for the advanced decline line for the where the center post is going to be placed. And if you split those dates, which we found out to be the right way to work on the bigger advanced decline T's, then I would hold to that that calculation. We'll have to make a verification of it, but I'll just review the calculation that I had done earlier a couple months ago, and so that the official statement of the top is probably not this bluish purple T, which will come out early, but the one that's around the mid-October time period. And so that's how I assume you would do this. I also mentioned down here that if you calculate a date, the market is usually selling off by the end of that day. So I wouldn't be terribly I'd always back up a day. If you thought you had a date that was right, I'd back up a day before that, because it when they drove over real fast. Okay, so that's, well, I'll follow up on that in the future, but I don't see anything that's wrong, and he's got a calculation that the October 1st on a volume oscillator, but that blue advanced decline T is probably the end of the month, so that you can get the volume oscillator and the advanced decline line T's to all come out 1st of October if you want to, but doesn't mean it's going to be there, but that's what you can make the calculation by using the method that I showed in that chart. Okay, let's move on to the next download, which is which has two things that are pretty interesting to it. Down at the bottom of the chart, right underneath the copyright, you will see that I have says a little statement says we'll put 5 days of market data here during October. It occurred to me that the easiest way to get the request for the volume oscillator calculations, the advanced decline line, some of the data, the calculate the traders index, you need 5 days of data. I publish every 5 business days. So what I'm going to do is have it just have the programs which I write just list the data for five. There'll be 5 lines of data, one for each day, and they'll just be put down there, and then you don't have to go too far to find the data with a chart, and it's not going to take up that much more. The second thing that's significant is that I put down this very long cash buildup in progress, the green line. You'll notice that if you come across the big peak in early March, which is that's the momentum peak that we use for the advanced decline line, and you go to the across the peak in early August, and you continue a cash buildup line down there, you see that we had a good run up to it, but then it stopped and it's come back for 2 days. Well, I think that could be turn out to be a big cash buildup phase that is going to turn itself into a big T sometime in November, but we don't know that that's true yet, but the thing about these cash buildups is they always suggest to you something that's going to happen. You can see the long cash buildup phase that we had going down into the March low. If you figure that's pent up demand, you're going to have something and exploded big right out of that. The market does not look like it wants to explode big in here, and this line is probably going to be the resistance level. So the fact that the momentum oscillator is going to probably come down to the zero line doesn't mean too much, because going down to zero doesn't do anything for you. The problem, real problem, is that the market is riding against the red upper envelope, which is 1081 on the cash price, and that was it rebuffed it slightly at that point. And so you're going to probably have a couple of slack days next week, and then it's going to turn. It's going to try and make another run up, and then maybe it'll hang up for a couple of days, and that's how we'll get to the end of the month. After that, I would expect that what you'll do is drop below the zero line, and you'll get some kind of a pullback, and then you'll come back up to this green line sometime in October, and that's where they'll finish off the top. Then you should decline to a very oversold condition. You bounce around in that oversold condition, and then you're going to start to make a new short-range T. But that short-range T could be not so short. It could be actually a big run, into the right set of conditions. So I thought that was the most spectacular thing I saw this week in the charts. And what it means is that you want to be long-term bullish, but you want to protect yourself going off this thing. And I would still say that the normal tendency is for the S&P to go down underneath the black line to the green line, which is quite a big drop. But we'll have to see how that goes. If it does come down and make a very oversold condition, I think it's indicated to be a very extreme bullish update, a buying opportunity, because this long cash buildup phase is definitely there. And so you can do whatever you want to on the downside, but when it's all over, there's going to be a lot of money coming back in, and that may have something to do with the signs that the economy is starting. Doubters, they see the selling, and then there's get a lot of growth confirmation coming out of the oversold condition in November, and that's where you make your money on the upside. Okay, that's it for today. I have, I think I've covered about everything and most of the questions that were asked, and so we'll be back next Sunday. I am thinking of putting up something on Wednesday as an update, but I don't think I can do it this Wednesday because I have to do end-of-month projects for my company. But if something is interesting going on, I will post a brief update on Wednesday. Bye-bye.